Josh Cullen, who joins us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Hi, Josh. The gaffer said he was disappointed. There's a feeling that we're a little bit disappointed with a point because we could have easily won that game today.
Yeah, I think obviously we come down here and in the first half we maybe started a bit slow, but I think we created the openings that we could have capitalised on a bit more and maybe gone on and took the lead in the first half. And then the second half was a tough half of football, and they sort of upped their game a bit and it got a bit scrappy, but I still think a little bit more quality and we could have took the 3 points.
It's a tough place to come here, Gillingham, isn't it? And conditions were not ideal.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a tough place, a tight pitch. Obviously the formation they play as well, load in the middle of the pitch, it makes it tough and quite a competitive game. But no, and then the wind and quite a dry pitch as well. So like you said, it was tough conditions to play in against a tough team, a tough place to come. So we take the point and we move on.
How are you feeling out there? The travelling you've done this week, being away with the Ireland under-21s. How difficult has it been the start of the season? Because you came in after the season started. You've now been away on international duty, come back as well. But how are you feeling overall?
Yeah, I think obviously coming in after the first game here, it didn't really affect me too much because I knew the lads from last season. I knew what it was about and I felt like I slotted back in quite nicely, and it helped knowing the majority of the faces about the place, so that was okay. And obviously with regards to the travelling and that's just part of football, I suppose. It might take its toll on the legs a bit for playing two tough international games then coming back and playing again, but that's football and I love the game, so I wouldn't have it any other way. And good to be back out there for Bradford this afternoon.
Lots been made from the fans about the change in the style of play this season from last season. You've been here both. How are you finding the style of play and the squad that Stuart's getting together here?
Yeah, really enjoying it. I mean, like you said, the fans have noticed the difference in the style of play, and I think we're all enjoying the way the manager wants us to play, and everyone's bought into that style and it's proving to be effective at the minute. Obviously, it shows the sort of the mentality we've got with the way we're playing to come to a place like this and be a bit disappointed with only getting a draw. So, I mean, yeah, we're pleased with the way we're playing, the style of play we're playing, and I think we've just got to keep doing that, and hopefully the season will keep pushing on and we'll be where we want to be come the end of the season.
So keeping on your toes, because you're looking at the bench today, real quality there. You've come back into the side for young Danny Devine, who's been brilliant, but so many options, so you know you've got to play well week in, week out.
Yeah, I mean, that's if you look at every successful squad, there's always competition for places, and I don't think if you asked any of the lads in the dressing room, you can look around that dressing room and know everyone can go out there and do a job and do a good job and put a good performance in. So, like you said, the quality we've got on the bench, it's frightening really for the level, the league we're playing in. Yeah. To have that much quality and like you said, it keeps everyone on their toes and we're just relishing the competition for places, and it makes it good for the fans as well, knowing that there's people that aren't playing that can step in and do a job and make a difference.
And nearly got one today, let one rip, and it looked from here as though it might just go in, because you really caught it today.
Yeah, I mean, I had one in the first half, which we won't speak about too much. That was a bit of a...
You brought it on.
We've done all the hard work, hadn't you? And, I mean... put it off plans, maybe.
Yeah, but it was close. I mean, when I struck it well and it's just gone wide, so... Hopefully I can keep getting in emissions and with the licence I've got and the way we're playing, I'm sure I'll find myself in positions like that. And if I keep striking them like that, I've just got to make sure at the target and the goals will come, I'm sure.
Are you enjoying that sort of more forward role? Because obviously under Phil Parkinson last year, it was more often a more holding role for you, but you're getting into more attacking positions. You want to add goals to your game. Maybe that's the area you want to improve on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously last season it was... me and Lee Evans predominantly in the middle, so we're only really a pair in there. Where the new system we're playing, we're sort of more free in the middle of the park, and I think with that, Danny have done a great job and Tim doing the job today. It does give you more of a license to go and join in and try and create things and score goals, which I've got to offer, and hopefully that that continues and I can chip in with more goals and assists as the season progresses.
What's it like to be back at this club? It was something you when we spoke, that you hoped would happen towards the back end of last season if a loan opportunity came around. How happy are you to be back here and contributing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm delighted. Like I said, I think I said in my first interview when I come back, with the sort of disappointment of missing out through the playoffs last season, it felt like unfinished business for me personally, and when I sort of had the chance to come back and it was the right move for me personally, and it's great to be back. I'm loving it again, and I knew I'd love it from how I enjoyed my time here last season. So yeah, I'm just enjoying my football I'm just hoping we can push on in the group this season. I can push on individually, and we can have a successful season.
You hear from Reece Burke, is he asking how you're getting on? Because obviously he's gone out on loan as well.
Yeah, I mean, me and Reece were good pals, so we keep in contact. He's got an affiliation, obviously, with the club, being the club's player of the season last year and doing so well. So he's always, pestering me and seeing how we're getting on and how things are going. So, I wish him all the best for the season on loan at Wigan. And hopefully we can match the success they had last season and get ourselves promoted.
Keep one eye out on West Ham. They've lost today, by the way. I think they were beaten 4-2, I think, at home. Yeah. What's it like playing at Olympic Stadium? Because I know you had a run out in the friendly pre-season, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing venue to play football. Obviously, never played in a stadium like that before, really, and in pre-season to have that experience to go out. It's a really impressive stadium, and I think it's a good move for the club and moving forward. And obviously, we've got the great supporters West Ham have got, packing it out week in, week out, and it's a great atmosphere. So, like I said, it's a great stadium, and I'm sure everyone that goes there will be impressed with it and enjoy playing there.